KSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
We're told that after the war the Nazis vanished without a trace, but the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books they tell of their defeat in 45, but they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Was Hess remained in prison, then the fascists they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, the award-winning anti-fascist radio show of your dreams. This show is produced on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples in so-called Canada, and we are coming to you on 93.9 FM, CICK, Smithers Community Radio. You could also be listening on 98.1 FM, CJSF, 102.7 FM, CKMS, 88.3 FM, CKXU, or 88.7 FM, CFUR. Huge thank you to every station running this show. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. Search them on Facebook and see the truly incredible work that they are doing. For more from this show or the person who makes it, head to www.themarsh.ca and see what else they're working on. To submit music, comments, or anything else, email syrupmooserecords@gmail.com. Let's get on with it. FAFO 1312.
Everybody move your torso, keep your head perfectly still. Everybody move your torso, keep your head perfectly still. Everybody move your torso, keep your head perfectly still. Everybody move your torso, keep your head perfectly still.
To lick me!
Welcome on in to Syrup Moose Radio, episode 96. I am the great and sticky Moose, and we are back for another show. started things off real silly. That song will pretty much only make any sense to folks who have seen the second and third seasons of Dimension 20. It was an idea that popped into my head the other night, and I thought, what the hell, I'm going to do it. And the result is very dumb, but I had a lot of fun making it, and I think that is half the battle these days. Last week's episode was obviously a huge bummer, but I do recommend going back and giving it a listen if you haven't. As always, previous episodes of the show are available at smithersradio.com. Today, I don't really have a plan aside from I wanted to re-record my introduction there before the song started. New year, new intro, right? And play some music for you and just sort of see where the mood takes us. I'm feeling really good about my day, to be honest. I got quite a bit done. I did some dishes. I cleaned my CPAP machine. I installed some sink fixtures. I don't know. I'm just feeling like I got some stuff done. I read 50 pages. I'm trying to read 50 pages a day. It's hard to do sometimes, but you got to find the time, and I think we can. I also finished the game Iron Lung today. I got it randomly in a mystery set and then noticed that they're apparently making a movie of it. So I'm obviously way late on Iron Lung, but I enjoyed it. It's pretty short. I don't know if I finished it because I didn't unlock the finish the game achievement. So, I mean, we'll see. I've been playing with a ROG Xbox Ally, so I'm able to play more PC games, and I finished Mouthwashing, and I think that's really, like, reinvigorated my interest and my love for indie horror games. I really didn't get on with most indie horror for a long time. The video games, I love indie horror movies, but horror games I found started to get pretty samey, like, go hide in this closet until the monster leaves and then run away, and I'm just not... I don't think that's interesting. So, you know, like Outlast and Alien Isolation, you know, I understand that they're well-made and probably very scary. I don't find disempowerment necessarily that scary. It's more just irritating. So, but it feels good to be back in the indie horror space. So, I finished off Iron Lung. That one's a good one. If you haven't tried it, you can do it in one sitting. It's a bit to get used to the navigational system in it, but I don't know. What are your favorite indie horror games? He asked in January when everybody pretends horror doesn't exist. I know we're like a few months from October when people will acknowledge that horror stuff exists again. So, I hope you're all doing well. Been following the news sort of less this week, just trying to give myself a second to breathe, and that always makes me feel a little bit guilty, but what are you gonna do? Also at the moment trying to teach myself how to DJ, which has been an interesting experience, so we'll see if I share some sweet DJ mixes in the coming months, but we'll see. Anyway, we're gonna play some music and come back and chat. I'll have a quick look while the songs are playing to see if there's anything I need to cover this week. I'm sure there is, and I'm sure that I'm just not going to get to it, but I can only do episodes like last week so many times before I don't want to do it, so I figure we'll find a way. All right, here, this is 100 Gecs with Dumbest Girl Alive. I might play two or three songs, and we'll come back when they're done. Please enjoy, and stick around for Syrup Moose Radio. Some very weird stuff there from Skrillex with Varge 2, Eurohead, and Sick Brain. That one, Cora, from the EP of the same name. Before that, you heard Dumbest Girl Alive by Gex. And you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. How's it going, folks? I hope that your new year thus far, all 18 days anyway, have been... 18 days of time of recording, I guess, have been acceptable, and you've been treating yourself well. Man, watching everything that's going on around the world, everywhere, really is a hugely distressing thing. I don't think anybody would disagree. And, you know, we're at a really important point where it's not really going to be up to us what happens before long. You know, I keep seeing people talk about waiting and voting and like, is an election going to be the, is an election going to fix it? I don't think so. You know, and people are back on their... Or Trump is back on his Greenland bullshit, and we've got insane weather. We've got Carney making new relationships with China. Like, stuff is getting pretty, pretty nuts. It's pretty scary, honestly. And, you know, I try not to be too, hung up on it, you know, but it's not easy to do. It's not easy to do because it seems so insurmountable that the nicest thing, sometimes it feels like the nicest thing would be to just quit, but that's not really the option either. So I hope you are finding ways to, make positive impacts on your immediate circle, because I think that's where we can actually do things is being kind to the people around us and the people that we already know and care about, and just trying to extend that kindness out. I think that's the best we can do right now. And spend less time on the internet, because the internet is a nightmare, and it won't do you any good. It just won't. My wife was telling me actually that she's been reading a book, or she read a book about, or parts of a book about social media and cell phones and all that kind of thing, and it sounds like even the people who invented these social media sites don't let their kids use them because they know what they've done. So it's interesting the way that people are okay doing harm as long as it's not to their own. All right, anyway. I mean, I say that, but I've still got Instagram and Blue Sky and Tumblr, I think, and Discord. You know, I'm on all kinds of stuff. There's lots of ways to reach me, but I don't, the dream is to not have to. The dream would be that everybody go to themarsh.ca, scroll to the bottom, and sign up for my mailing list so I don't have to have a, so I don't have to have a social media presence, because I don't enjoy having a social media presence. Anyway, I know some of you are thinking, just don't, but, you know, I got projects to promote. I gotta do it somehow. So, again, I said I was going to see what was going on in the world, and I just don't want to. So, that Skrillex track was actually pretty interesting. I'm going to have to check out more of their more recent output, because it was a little more experimental than I anticipated. So, all right, we're going to play some more music. I got an old one and some new ones for you. This one... from the indie emo band Mom Jeans is called Edward 40 Hands, and I think you'll have fun if you haven't heard them before. Strongly recommend. After that, there will be more. So this is Mom Jeans. We will be back on Syrup Moose Radio.
Sorry, it's just people are complaining.
Too bad!
You know, they want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again or...
No!
Do it right.
No! Let's stop fooling around and turn this man into a lean, mean Mom Jeans revenge machine.
Yeah! Mom Jeans! Now every bird hole smells like I'm